The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is America back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Hey! Shad Olson Show.
Tonight, Americans in Russia are being urged to have an evacuation plan out of the country. The United States Embassy warns of the threat of attacks in public places, including Moscow and along Russia's border with Ukraine.
CBS News has learned that Russian commanders have received their orders to attack, and they're getting ready for battle.
Nicole Killian is at the White House tonight with Europe on the brink of its worst war in decades.
President Biden convened his national security team behind closed doors at the White House to discuss the escalating crisis between Ukraine and Russia.
Everything we're seeing tells us that the decision we believe President Putin has made to invade is moving forward.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Face the Nation, not ruling out a last-ditch effort at diplomacy.
President Biden has made very clear that he's prepared to meet President Putin at any time, in any format, if that can help prevent a war.
While Russia denies it will attack Ukraine,
there is no invasion and there is no such plans.
It continues a buildup along the Ukrainian border, amassing as many as 190,000 troops and extending military drills with neighboring Belarus. A U.S. official also confirms to CBS News intelligence shows Russian units have received orders to proceed with an invasion.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it should be readily obvious, even to the casual observer of geopolitical international affairs, that the United States and that so unfortunate foreign entanglement of NATO, which is turned into and largely serves as only a sort of prelude edifice of global government in the continent of Europe. You have the European Union, and then you have NATO shunting us into this pathway toward global government. And of course, well, Russian nationalism stands as an irritant and as an outpost standing against this globalist vision. And so Russia has to be vilified. Russia has to be destroyed. Russia has to be used in every possible way so they can be vilified, criminalized, in the same way that patriots on January 6th are vilified and criminalized, in the same way that Canadian truckers are vilified and criminalized. Vladimir Putin's Russia is being criminalized on the world stage. They are setting the narrative and the pretext for this war in Europe. And you hear these descriptors that are being thrown around. Now, these sort of inter-regional tensions are nothing new on the continent of Europe. But when's the last time you heard the mainstream media, the Mockingbird, CIA-controlled, NSA-controlled, Mockingbird media in the United States and elsewhere? When's the last time you heard them describe an inter-regional tension, some type of regional ratcheting of tensions on a border dispute? When's the last time you heard them describe that as the worst war that Europe has seen since World War II? This is all the pretext and the narrative that they're putting in place to have people scared out of their wits. But they're, more than that, they are setting the stage for something. I believe this is what's coming. We're going to talk about what's next as the COVID pandemic gives way to the next phase and the next strain and the next step in this global reset, the end of the global economy, the end of the production economy, the start of universal basic income, and the warehousing of people until their social credit score predicates that they no longer receive the assistance and full support of the government corporatocracy and can simply be liquefied and fed to the living. This modality and this model, it's so clear what it is that they're building in the ashes of the world that they destroyed with the COVID-19 pandemic. Putting all the mom and pops on Main Street out of business so that the global corporations could strip mine and harvest what is left of the waning and fading capitalist fiat currency economy, ushering in the cashless society that we've talked about for so very long, and using all of it as the enforced scarcity and intentional scarcity model so that they can control behavior in every single nation. And that is precisely what this plan is as they move to this next phase, and these Russian-Ukrainian tensions play a very specific role in what is to come. And I'm going to lay it out. We'll just get right to this because I think it's just absolutely crucial that people understand what it is that they're seeing. This is not simply the vilification of Putin and Russia because of saber rattling between the globalists and the nationalists in the outpost of Russia, realizing as we do that the United States is now fully captured by the globalists, just as Canada is, just as the European Union is, just as Australia and New Zealand are fully captured by this globalist Nazi fascist autocracy, where they call everybody else the fascist, but then they use Clydesdale horses to trample senior citizens and old ladies, knock them out of their powered wheelchairs and scooters, and then crush their spines under the horse's hooves in the streets of Ottawa. But we're the fascists. We're, even as they dress in all black and remove the insignia and the name tag and the badge number of these officers that they've sent out there is their Stasi shock force on the streets of Ottawa. Well, of course, it's the truckers and the freedom lovers and those who are demanding their civil rights and liberties. We are the fascists. In this incessantly inversionary model, everything turned upside down, the fascists are beating the crowds with batons and crushing their ribs and breaking. The head crushers are in full effect out there on the streets of Ottawa and elsewhere. Incidents and clashes and skirmishes with police in Quebec City as we see now the full World Economic Forum model coming into full blossoming fruition in the nation of Canada. But realize what it is that's coming on the international stage. This situation with Russia and Ukraine is crucial because I believe the next phase is to knock out the power grid. And what better pretext and narrative than to simply sit and talk about the fact, well, and we've had the object lessons of quote-unquote Russian hackers taking down pipelines and taking power plants offline and hacking into hydroelectric dams, all the little breadcrumbs that they've covered over the last several years to plant the pretext and the narrative that Russia's cyber attack is imminent, that they have the capacity to take down all the utilities in a given nation, specifically the United States, and that this is now coming as a natural and organic outgrowth of this conflict as NATO and the globalists try to goad Russia into a completely nonsensical and self-destructive war. Russia has as much reason to attack Ukraine in this moment as patriots had to barge into the Capitol just as we were trying to decide whether to have 2 weeks of investigation into the 2020 election fraud. But this model is being used as above, so below. It's being used both in microcosm and in macrocosm as this shunting effect to bring us under further control. The pandemic is fading. Now it is time to hit people directly in the necessities required for survival, even as sub-zero chill gripping much of the interior of the United States. Cold front stretching from the Canadian border all the way down into Kansas and Oklahoma today. Absolutely frigid temperatures, and you think about the necessity of that electric grid to literally keep tens of millions of people from freezing to death. And all they'd have to do is launch this internally, our intelligence communities. And as soon as I started to put all this together, I remember that clip from Oliver Stone's movie about Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden was talking about one of his missions. He was stationed in Tokyo, Japan, and he laid out the way that they had placed sleeper programs into the control grid and into the utility grid of the nation of Japan. Just, you know, on the off chance that in the future, Japan would no longer be an ally of the United States, so they could take down the entirety of that nation's utility grid. And as we watch what's happening now, is there any doubt in your mind? The same folks who told you that the Russians hacked the DNC, even as they were murdering Seth Rich for giving the information to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and making sure the Podesta emails met their proper destination into the public scope and purview prior to the 2016 election. Is there any doubt same folks who blamed all of that on Russia would love to take down the grid, bring the American continent, bring the American nation into submission in this Joe Biden dark winter that he already promised, and use that enforcement of scarcity and misery, use that as the final breaking stone of compliance in this nation? It fits so neatly together, and I believe this is very possibly the next step in where they're headed. And the Russian-Ukrainian tension and the situation in the Crimea, all of this adds to the intrigue and adds to the narrative and the plausible deniability for the globalists and the World Economic Forum and the Klaus Schwabs and the Larry Finks to shut off the power to the Western world and blame it all on Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, that clip. Let's play the clip from the Snowden movie, Oliver Stone's Snowden movie, where Edward Snowden is talking about his mission in Tokyo, Japan, and the fact that he was part and integral in the insertion of these sleeper programs to give the CIA full control over Japan's electrical grid. Play clip 7.
What was it like there?
Well, in the first part of my day, I was building this round-the-clock backup system called Epic Shelter. So if there was some catastrophe, say, terrorists burned down every embassy and NSA post in the Middle East, this program would ensure we wouldn't lose any of that data. But then I would have to put it aside when visitors would show up. NSA wanted to impress the Japanese, show them our reach. They loved the live drone feeds. This is Pakistan right now. They were not as thrilled to learn that we wanted them to help us spy on the Japanese population. They said it was against their laws. Of course, we tapped the entire country anyway. And we didn't stop there. Once we owned their communication system, we started going after the physical infrastructure. We'd slip these little sleeper programs into power grids, dams, hospitals, and the idea was if the day came when Japan was no longer an ally, it'd be lights out. And it wasn't just the Japanese. We were planting malware in Mexico, Germany, Brazil, Austria. I mean, China, I can understand, or Russia, or Iran, Venezuela, okay, but Austria? You're also being...
So there is proof positive by the man that blew the whistle on the dragnet surveillance on the American people, the one that... Well, you remember, James Clapper denied in front of a congressional and senatorial subcommittee, lied his ass off in front of Congress, should be behind bars for lying to Congress, but will not be because he's a protected and very prolific member of the cabal. Member James Clapper telling us that there was no surveillance of the American people, but we absolutely know that to be not the truth. And Edward Snowden, who broke all of that back in 2014, telling Laura Poitras in Citizen 4 that there are sleeper programs already inserted into the electrical grids and utility grids of major nations, both friend and foe. U.S. intelligence agencies ready to turn out the lights at a moment's notice. Chad Olson Show, SOS. I believe they're using the Russian-Ukrainian thing as a smokescreen to give them plausible deniability. Anything bad that they do to our own population, they're going to blame on Russia. Just like they blamed that DNC hack on Russia. Turned out it was Seth Rich blowing the whistle on Hillary and Podesta and Obama, and you know the rest of the list. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm-hmm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
So you heard some members of the crowd booing there, and this was at a pro-Trump event. And look, we've seen this at Trump rallies before, where his supporters are booing the fact that he is getting a booster or vaccinated.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got... No, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
Well, hopefully his supporters let it sink in and go get boosted or go get that first vaccine now that they know.
They were booing him, which just doesn't make any sense.
President Trump is very proud that his administration developed that vaccine. That's the bottom line on it.
Well, look, and I think they should be.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
We're increasingly hearing about fully vaccinated people infected with COVID.
Did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I recommend take the vaccines.
Take the vaccines.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.